8:11 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Monday. And Jody August, the executive director of the DuBois Chamber of Commerce, is joining us now this morning. Jody, good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Here we go into the final week of April. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it. I'm telling you, this whole year has just flew right by so far.
Yeah.
But April, especially, we've been so blessed with some nicer weather than we typically have. Normally, April's pretty rainy,
sure.
A little muddy. I call it mud season, but the sun has been shining a little more often than it typically does. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah, we've had a fair share of some really summer-like days, actually, here in early spring.
That's right. And I'll tell you, Earth Day had just happened last week, and April is Volunteer Month, and there's a lot of great things to get involved with in our community. I know you and I talked about how stretched some of our organizations
Absolutely.
Are, the good ones,
The
American Cancer Society, the American Red Cross, and you know all these great organizations that they desperately need volunteers, and their territories have become a lot larger.
Right.
Well, you know, the same thing goes with our local civic clubs, which you know I talk about quite often because I'm involved in those.
And you should.
All right.
You should talk about that.
Most recently, I got involved with the Renlow Park Municipal Authority in Reynoldsville. It's a beautiful park that
sure
is kind of underutilized. And I attended the fishing rodeo yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And it was pretty cool. There were 400 people there.
And wow, that's great.
Yes. And I kept thinking to myself, wow, what the endless possibilities this park has. But like I said, I'm talking about volunteers right now. So just please know that there are amazing opportunities in your own backyard that people can step up to volunteer for, whether it's picking up sticks, picking up trash, planting a tree, just getting involved with something. And getting involved does make you feel better as a person, knowing that you're doing some good things in your own community.
And, you're more invested in your local community as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So please, if you haven't considered volunteering, seek out something that you can volunteer at because it'll do your heart good, it'll do the organization good, and it'll be better for our community. So
great words.
But so I have some exciting news too.
Good, some more great words.
Yes, I do. I reached out to the Clearfield County Commissioners and the Clearfield County PA 250 Committee last week, and there is a giant three-tiered red, white, and blue cake that I asked if we could borrow at the chamber office, and of course they said yes. I'm going to have this huge cake from June 1st until June 15th. We are going to display it in our chamber office, and I'm going to allow people to come in and have their photos taken with it. It's
sure.
a great photo opportunity in celebration of our 250th anniversary, and I'm going to take it through the parade.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's the exciting
awesome.
Part. Yeah. I think we're going to decorate a truck, and we are going to take that big cake through the parade. And my hope is to obtain thousands of flags. And we're going to pass out flags as we go through the parade.
That's a great
and
idea, too.
So I'm really excited about that. Of course, the county has given me a lot of support. And I know those organizations are ordering flags. So I'm pretty excited. Normally, I'm a judge for the parade float. But this year, I'm going to have a float in the parade.
That's so. a good change of things. And it'll be interesting seeing a cake on wheels, right?
That's right. Yes.
Okay.
And it's a pretty cake, too. So,
awesome.
Last but not least, I just want to give a shout out to Goodwill Industries. Their Mother's Day flower sale is coming up at their greenhouse on Wednesday, May 6th. The rain date's May 7th, but, you know, Mother's Day is coming up. It's going to be May 10th, so it's the perfect time to go out and support Goodwill, their greenhouse efforts, and get some beautiful flowers.
Yeah.
That event will be from 11:30 to 1:30 on Wednesday, May 6th.
And that event always triggers a spark of the spring is underway whenever that gets announced. So
that's right.
That's exciting.
Yep.
Well, Jody, thank you so much for keeping us up to date and encouraging us on this Monday morning.
Thank you.